George, great to talk to you. How are you doing?
Nice to speak to you, man.
I've been listening to your voice for years. I used to listen to Clyde One every day on the way to school.
I can't believe it. That makes me feel, firstly, so old that you listen to me going to school. And secondly, I mean, I have just found out that you're from Elderslie, which is like the village next to me, because I'm from Kilbarkin.
Oh, indeed.
And I am such a huge fan of yours, man. I can't believe that.
Oh, thanks, mate. Well, I've been listening to you for years, so thank you.
That is incredible. Wow. So thanks so much for coming on the show. Did you used to work at the Arches? Is that a rumour?
I didn't work there. I just went there a lot.
Oh, you went there, right? Because Cassie, who does the show with me, say hello to Richard, Cassie.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Cassie.
Hello. I'm similar ages to you, by the way, so I used to listen to George as well. Let's make him
Don't
feel old. I was reading up and it said that you, after the Royal School of Music and Drama, you went and did a few small plays maybe at the Arches?
I did a couple of bits and bobs at the Arches, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she meant you were working like behind the scenes in the Arches.
Behind the scenes, no.
I thought when we DJed then I might have bumped into you.
No, sadly not actually, but yeah, I did go to the Arches quite a lot, probably more than I should have done.
I'm going there at the weekend, I can't
believe. Oh, I'm jealous.
Now, Cinderella, tell me all about this, because this movie's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
What were you saying, Cass, it did in America so far?
Was it not like 70 billion? No, 70 billion.
70 billion dollars.
I know, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
$70 million and it's
in the weekend, yeah. I think it's number one, Mexico, Russia, China, US, wow. Hopefully here too.
And just about to come out here. I mean, how did you get into this? Was this when Game of Thrones finished, or when your character finished on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, quite a while after Game of Thrones had finished. That you know, this came up and I went in and met Ken.
Kenneth Branagh.
I know, sorry. and that was it.
I love that. And the movie's just like going to be huge in this country. Cate Blanchett is the stepmother, is that right?
Yes, she is indeed.
Does she play a good baddie?
Oh, she nails it. Yeah, she's brilliant at it. And she's beautiful and she's such a good actress. But, you know, there's something... You kind of get to know more about the characters. Like, so we get to know why the evil stepmother is the way she is, which kind of makes her more terrifying because you kind of know what lengths she's gone to be who she is.
And you get to play the handsome prince.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good get. Who's Cinderella?
Lily James, a gorgeous actress from Downton Abbey.
Go. All right, okay, my wife will know her. I've never watched Downton Abbey. Much more a Game of Thrones man myself than I did.
Very
my
good.
Wife loves Downton Abbey. Now, the thing about Game of Thrones, for those of you who haven't seen it, everyone who starts watching it, I always say there is an episode called The Red Wedding, and when it gets to that, no TV show will ever be the same again. It'll ruin every show. I mean, without giving away what happens for people that have just started watching it, that was kind of like the big moment for your character, for Rob, and you must have known that was coming.
Yeah, known it was coming from the very beginning. I had to kind of keep it secret.
That's horrible.
I know. But it was pretty good.
Oh, what a spectacular, eh?
Good way to do it.
Do you think that's like the greatest TV moment of all? Because for me, that's the greatest TV moment ever.
Oh, thanks very much. I don't know if I said it was the greatest TV moment. It would be a bit weird, probably.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
But it was good in terms of, you know, I love Game of Thrones for doing that. Just, you know, there's no rules to what can happen next.
Yeah, anyone can go any time.
Exactly, particularly the good guys.
And of course, there's a new series coming. Do you still watch it, or are you just like, oh, I can't watch it now?
Oh, no, I can't wait for it. It's much better now because I don't know what's going to happen next.
Ah, there is.
Because I've not read the scripts, yeah, so I can just watch it as long as my mates are all still in it, though. So as long as they don't spoil it for me and tell me what's going to happen, I have to kind of cover my ears all the time.
How did you get from being in Elderslie to being on the biggest TV show in the world and making the movies with Cate Blanchett?
I don't know. I'm still waiting to be found out. Can't keep waiting for someone to turn around and say, "I know you're not an actor." I don't know. I just kind of I've just been very, very, very lucky, really.
How did the Game of Thrones gig come about? How did you get to be Robb Stark?
I just auditioned in London. I think they saw like I think every actor going basically, and I went in and met the writers and producers and director and really wanted it because I was so into The Wire at the time. I was kind of geeked out on HBO and then got the part, luckily.
Wow.
Which is good.
It must have been amazing to go from like Citizens Theatre to London. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was kind of strange. I was still in drama school and I went to the sets and did a play there and I love the sets. I love that studio space. And then that went down to London and I kind of just rolled on from there, luckily.
Richard, can I ask, how long does it take you to get ready on set for Game of Thrones compared to a night out if you're going to the Arches, for instance? Like, how long would it take you to get ready?
Night out at the Arches, we're talking 5-10 minutes. That's including shower.
Right.
Game of Thrones, we're talking about 45 minutes of putting on armour and fur and stuff. And the only good thing with Game of Thrones is you can kind of look a wreck the whole time because you're in a field at war, so you're just kind of messy hair and covered in mud. But yeah, the costumes take about 45 minutes to put on,
In fairness, there's a few clubs in Glasgow that you need to wear coats of armour to go to. Thankfully, the Arches is one of them.
No, I could probably rock up my Game of Thrones outfit and get away with it there.
So do you ever come back? Do you come home? Are your family still up here?
My family are still up there. All my family are still up in Elderslie, so I come up as much as I can.
I tell you the thing about Elderslie, Cassie's never been there before. A lot of old people and far too many kebab shops for the one village. How many kebab shops does one place need? There's about
it's
10
striking.
Of them next to each other.
Yeah, but they're good.
I need to try them out. I need to get to a bit of that. So what's the next project, Richard? What you got next? Because obviously you guys work so far in advance.
Yeah, a couple of things. I just finished a film with Idris Elba called Bastille Day. Which is good because I get to wear jeans and t-shirts. So
and you get to hang out with
40 minutes
Edris
off my morning. And I get to hang out with Edris, who's like the coolest guy you'll ever meet. So it's quite cool. It's modern day kind of thriller, think the French Connection type thing set in Paris, which is weird because we're quite an odd coupling, but I've not seen any of it yet, but I hope it's good.
I look forward to that. He was DJing in Ibiza the same weekend as me last year.
Was he?
Down the road. I thought, oh wow, Edris, he's in everything. Singing, DJing,
totally.
Producing, acting.
Yeah, he just got an album out. And he's DJing again. He DJs all the time. And then in 2016, I'm going to be on the West End in London with Kenneth Branagh directing again a production of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, lovely.
So you obviously stuck up a great relationship with Kenneth Branagh.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, we have a really good working relationship, so that's great.
Well, continued success to you, sir. So nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on the show. I'm thrilled to be on Clyde One.
And for making me feel so old. I'm going to take my daughter Miley to see the Cinderella movie at the weekend. That's going to be great.
I hope she enjoys it.
Best of luck in the future. Richard, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Richard.
Cheers.
That was brilliant. See you soon. Take care.
Bye.